The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
It's not just about good health, it's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com. WildRice.com.
Cal's app of the week. Cal. Yeah.
Oh, you know, boy. With all the hospital and doctor visits I've been having lately,
I'm surprised you're here.
Yeah.
Shocked, right? Mm-hmm. I realized that
you can get into a doctor is, people, I don't know, 5 to 8 a.m. Central.
Listen, do we really? I'm not getting into this right now, okay? Do you want me to do the app or not? Do you want me to do the app or just want to
do the app?
It's Cal's app of the week. I missed the hard time.
My point being.
Of 5:45, I guess, that the world must have Cal's app of the week at 5:45.
Wait with bated breath. My point being is that there are still people out there that use faxes. There's still offices. I mean, especially what? Doctor's offices.
Yeah, doctor's offices, dude. They're like one nowadays, of the last refuges
for
faxes.
Lawyers, doctor's offices. Now, I mean, with all the technology we have, you can't email a document still. I mean, you can scan and stuff, but they prefer you fax.
Yeah.
So it's really annoying because I don't have a fax machine. Most people I know don't have a fax machine. You got to spend extra money to go find a fax machine. Hence, today's app of the week. Chris told me about it. I've known about it for a while, but it's...
Okay, thank you. I just came in here for credit.
He did bring this up to me last week, and it kind of reminded me, like, yeah, that is a really great app, so we should feature it. How many interruptions are we going to have over in here? Seriously. People were late. People
I can't
waiting.
Wait to hear about the...
It's called Genius Scan. Genius Scan. And what it does is it literally will scan any document you have right off your phone, and you can email it to anybody who needs it.
And it will and make it turn into a fax or whatever.
Take a photo of the image. It you just lay your phone off on top. It scans it.
So it's almost like taking a photo of the document.
I know what you're going to say. You can take a picture of the document, but no, it's not like that because then it turns it into a PDF and zooms and clarifies the image.
Why didn't they call it fax perfect. App?
I don't know. They call it Genius Scan because you can scan any
fax
document.
Fax app would have been better.
People would have
and
known
send
what
it any way you
they
want.
They would have said what it like, does and what it
this
is.
Document.
A fax app.
Makes it very clear and open. And I'll put his glasses on to see it. I actually, we have, I hope they got the video of the website that I asked off yesterday for the thing so they could show people on TV how it works. But it doesn't look like it's popping up. So
Does it recognize the text so you can edit the text on it?
You can... No, you can't edit the text, but you can, do different contrasts and different pigments to make text stand out. If it's a picture,
can you put
a
little
picture.
Rabbit ears on it?
There we go. The video's up on the screen right now. See how it scans the picture, puts it up, and then you can take that picture in color and black and white. You can put it in PDF format or whatever format you need to send whoever needs it.
Why would you be faxing a watercolor to somebody?
Well, this is if you want to save a picture. Let's say your kids made a really nice picture and you want to,
fax it to somebody?
You want to save it or print it or whatever you want to do with it.
You're going
to
color fax
the image
it.
And
Johnny,
do whatever you want with
color
it.
Fax it.
Fax that to your grandma, if she's got the fax machine set up. And just fax it to her. She'll
love
it.
A lot of people we have a couple of printers that my wife uses for printing. One is a color photo printer, and one is just a regular printer that we use for other stuff. And I think the one printer is still a fax machine
that you never use.
I think it is. No, because we actually have. I don't know this app.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Well, there's different versions. So let's say for example, you have a bunch of receipts that you need to hand in for. Work expenses.
She uses that all. Yes.
There's a specific category for that on the app, receipts, and it'll format specific for receipts.
I love
it'll
that.
Save them all, and then you can hand all the stuff into your job.
That's very well made.
If you have business cards, legal documents, letters, whatever it may be, this will scan the document in whatever format you need and make it viable and easy to use for that.
It's called Fax App.
It's called Genius Scan. Genius Scan, Brad.
Should be called Fax App.
But it's not. So why not?
It's just convenient that you can fax the image
with the app.
It's a free app, but when you want to fax the thing, you have to pay for credits to use it. But the scanning of the document saving it is free.
So you have to pay for this.
So is the app free?
Per fax?
No. If you
want
to,
the app is free.
The app's free. Uh-huh. Let's say so-and-so doctor's office wants you to fax the document to them.
It's a gumball machine is what it is.
To fax it, you got to buy credits and pay through the app. But you can also just
you'll
scan
the
image, save it, and email it to them. That's where it is. But if you need to use the actual fax machine and fax it to them,
yeah,
that you have to pay for those credits. Yeah.
How much are those?
Fax app.
I don't know exactly how much the credits are. $100. You really don't need to use it. Oh, wait. Chris, say it again.
A page.
He just told me $199 for one fax, $499 for 10 faxes, 10 pages. There you go.
I wasn't far off.
No. But again, you don't need to do that. Just save it and then email it. Why would you? Unless they're really adamant about
the fax app.
I'm going to tweet out all about it. It's great.
It's not just about good health. It's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag What I Learned Today. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.